This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early summer. By this moment in the year, everything is happening all around us. May apples have fruit the size of a cherry. Buckeyes have half-inch burrs. Honeysuckle flowers are falling. Bridal wreath and snowball viburnum rusting. Timothy is ripe for chewing. Mulberry season begins for both the red and the white varieties, and it typically lasts until the end of early summer. Good for birds, good for pies. Tea roses and achillea open in the garden, and the first foxtail grass ripples by the side of the road. Asiatic lilies, poison ivy, meadow rue, Indian hemp, and catalpa trees are budding. July's wild petunia foliage is a foot tall. August's boneset has grown knee-high. Canadian geese are molting now that all of their goslings have hatched. Mother grackles and robins are cleaning their nests, often depositing the white droppings of their babies in your birdbath or pond. And it's high time for insects. Time to check the cucumbers for cucumber beetles. The flocks for powdery mildew, look for potato hoppers in the alfalfa and mites in the roses. Chinch bugs begin to hatch in the lawn. White flies attack azaleas. Weevils attack the yellow poplars. Leaf miners work the arborvitae, the birch, the locust, the boxwood, elms, holly, and juniper. Inspired by all the insects, weaving spiders weave the first major network of cobwebs across the woodland paths. Wolf spiders and toads hunt the fields and forest floor. Birds feast and feed their young. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early summer. In the meantime, pay no attention to the bugs. Look for mulberries. Make a pie.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.